All right, welcome back to Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. I'm Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
Hey, Bay, how are you today?
I'm doing great today. And we're also joined with a buddy here, John.
Hey, guys, glad to be here.
Yeah, it's my cousin John. So, a little thing about him. You know, I was adopted by my mother's aunt, and John and I started off as friends. And then what eventually happened is that from his, your dad's side, right?
Yep.
Is he and I ended up being cousins, which is crazy. Like just through me being adopted.
Like real cousins, not like Filipino cousins.
Right.
Because we're all related.
He's your aunt and uncle, huh? your auntie Leia, okay?
Your auntie. So for real, blood cousins.
Well, through adoption.
Adopted.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, the real story is that
the real story
is that his dad and my grandma are cousins.
Yes.
So technically, he would be my uncle.
Oh.
Yes, I'm Uncle James, huh?
But because I'm older, I was like, this is James. Weird.
This is weird.
Oh, you're older than him?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So no.
Wow.
And then
we hung out a lot. We ride bikes. We played video games. Like it's introduced to Nintendo, and his parents had a lot of like the upcoming games like Mario and Super Mario 3. And I'd go to his house and be babysat by my grandma. So we'd eat Pop-Tarts, play like basketball. And then for a while, he moved up to Rancho Pinasquitos area, Carmel Mountain area. And he comes back, and then people started calling him RJ. I'm like, well, who's RJ?
Yeah.
So, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he got his new friends. But, you know, I always call him John. Or yeah. His mom calls him John Boy, huh? You John Boy?
Yeah.
John Boy. That's when you know you're in trouble. And then they hide the NES in the closet. if you don't clean, you know, because like I would go to his house and I'm like, dang, how come he's cleaning already? Because his mom's coming home from work.
Oh, man. You know, growing up, my parents are, you know, military family, right? Typical Filipino, like your dad's a military, your mom's a nurse. And they're completely OCD, and so they made sure that we're always on a schedule, and then we always do something, or else we would always not get what we want. And not making the grades was one of the requirements. So I remember having
Nintendo.
Having that Nintendo and just, you know, stare at it and look at it, but never get to play it.
Dang!
But that's why I have James.
Yeah. Bad influence.
Man, you made me sad right there. I was like, wow, sad. Sad story. But yeah. No.
Did your parents have limits like playing video games?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I remember they were talking. We were like talking about like how I kind of missed a.
Right. Uh-oh. What's that?
Yeah.
So what did you do, babe?
Back in the past, we were talking about game systems, and Jay was like, well, man, you kind of just missed a whole like 5-6 years right here. You know, and it was because my parents wanted me to be professional, and
okay.
Hey, you got to focus on your grades a little more. So
what's this B? Huh? This B is very bad. Ace,
yeah,
A plus,
Asian F, right? B is Asian F.
There's no B's here.
Well, Bay, you and I can relate. You know, I mean, I didn't get a gaming system after Nintendo until PS2.
Oh wow!
Yep. But I never skipped the B because I always hang out with this guy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I would say like, you know, when you watch, you know, Twitch is the thing, right? People used to watch. I used to be an avid spectator of him.
Oh, really?
And watching, I would just watch him play video games all day. If I invented Twitch, I would have been his first fan.
Yeah, we'd pass the controller around and stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
It's great.
Yeah, just because like, I feel like I didn't have any boundaries. So that's why I was a pretty bad kid back then. No rules, man. No, what's the rules?
Well, so if you're new to our show, today's episode, and we're a few guys, we're a couple guys here that just love talking about games, and that's our passion. But today's episode, we will review a couple of games. We have Nickelodeon's All-Star Brawl and Far Cry 6, along with the new release of the Switch OLED. Really interesting stuff. Let's do this. Let me just cover what our platforms are and how you can follow us on Twitter, which is at J, the letter N, Bay Podcast. Our email is jandbay@neighborgamers.com, and that's spelled out A-N-D. You can follow us on Instagram, which is jandbayneighborgamers. And let me do this. Let me talk about some unique downloads. And I forgot to mention this last week. In the UK, we got some neighbor gamers in Potsdam, Germany, Lagos, Helsinki, Finland, Zabre in Czech Republic, Culiacan in Mexico, Sorocaba in South America. And then in the U.S., we have some returning gamers from Seattle and Jacksonville, and also Arlington, Virginia, Bound Brook, which was a new one, Bound Brook, New Jersey, and Chicago, right? Oh, not to mention Toronto. And in India, we have Pune, New Delhi, and Mumbai. Cali. Always got a shout out to our Cali peeps. Silma. Covina, Calexico, Carlsbad, San Diego. San Diego really represented this week. Really appreciate those downloads. Brentwood, Fontana, Bellflower. And I got a niece over in Redwood City.
Ah, okay.
Thank you for the downloads there, Janessa. So, man, we've got a couple of things to talk about before we get into these games that we played. And let's first, and I mentioned this pre-show and looking at Twitter and Best Buy. Boy, Best Buy is getting, you know, there's that game Connect 4.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sneaky, sis. So, hey, Best Buy, you're having PS5s in stock, but you've got to have a Best Buy Total Tech plan.
Man, that's what's the entry fee?
and it's not cheap. This is a big price of 200 smackaroonies a year.
So you pay $200 and you're able to purchase the next gen or the current gen systems.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And John was saying, do you get anything?
I don't know. There's something to investigate, but John, would you get into that? Well, like, what do you think?
Ooh, I'm cringing right now because let me ask this. How often do new game systems come out? Like, how often?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like every 5 or 6 years.
So you're going to pay $200 for the next 5 years, so you're going to drop a G. And then you're going to get access to the next-gen system. Does that? That does not make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
So let me think about this. Let me throw this out here. So if you are desperate to get a PS5, and then you go on eBay and it sells for $800, what would you do? Because like it's $200 at Best Buy, and you have the ability to purchase it for like $400. So it's $600, but you probably get some type of warranty with it, right? And some benefits, whereas you're paying a scalper $800.
I would never pay a scalper $800. That's tough for me.
Right.
You know.
So if I had to choose between the two, and I was guaranteed a spot for get a PS5, I would do it through Best Buy personally.
Okay.
I wouldn't give a scalper $800.
I get that, man. I hate overbuying stuff, and you know, you hear me on the show, I'm like, wow. Oh yeah, I trade something in to try to get to cut down the price and stuff. So I don't know. I would, for either one of those choices, I'd probably step away and just try something else.
Right. And I was gonna say what John was saying. Like if I had to choose between waiting or getting, like if I wasn't really desperate for it, I would just wait. Yeah, because like why would I give $200 to like a company so I can just have the ability to purchase a system? And then I may not want to like a warranty that extends the PlayStation's life if I drop it or water or if a kid puts like, you know, items into it for a year, you know, to return it or get it repaired.
It's funny you said that because my nephew over in Temecula, Daniel, he was telling me that his son put like a Pokemon card in his
disc drive.
Disc drive of his Xbox, and he can no longer use the disc drive, and he like looked into trying to get it fixed or trying to do a YouTube fix and this and that. And he was like, no, I'm gonna just gonna pause on that. Just try to do online games.
Thank you guys God for digital.
You guys ever do anything like that or have like a niece or nephew wreck a console?
Yeah, my friend Hien, middle school, we were getting into Twisted Metal and we pulled the freaking PlayStation, you know, because we had cords back then. So we're on my, like, we're sitting down and we're just getting roughhousing because, like, either he killed me or I killed him, you know, because Twisted Metal is a battle game with cars.
Right.
And you're shooting missiles and guns at each other, right? So, you know, your kids, they're roughhousing and there goes the system, flops on the ground, and then the lid opens and the disc is spinning. Oh, dude. Went to Circuit City to get it replaced.
Oh, for real, it broke? Oh,
wow. Well, I'm very particular with my items, with my system. So, like, I'm like, oh, dude, there's a scratch. I need to replace it.
I mean, we used to battle over controllers.
Yeah.
You know, tug of war on the controller and it just breaks.
Yeah, it's my turn to play, John. It's my turn to play Double Dragon.
Yeah. You know, Double Dragon. You know, when old school controllers, you know, it was just B and A.
Yeah.
And then they had the turbo button, and that was the thing, right?
Yeah, you had a cool controller. You had the one with the disc, and then it had turbo, and you also had the joystick. Yes. Dad, you were getting good grades back then. But your parents would buy that for you.
Yeah, but we would fight over that controller, because that's only one.
That's right.
And no one wants the other one, because you're going to have to press B or A, like, super fast.
Right.
And just everyone's, like, hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your kid fingers.
Yeah. You get calluses on your thumbs.
Yeah, so I don't know how many times I asked my dad to break that thing open after we break it to see if we could get it to work and do his magic.
His magic. Wow. So other thing trending on Twitter, Sora, the latest addition to Smash Brothers.
Yeah, so he's character number 82, and just watching that trailer of him coming out from the spark or the icon of Smash Brothers, and then all of a sudden he's flying around and then starts shaking hands with Mario with the music of Utada Hikaru. Oh, dude, that's great. Good memories, man. I love that, dude. The game started. Tell, what's your history with Kingdom Hearts?
Well, you know, I think when Kingdom Hearts 1 first came out, I think this is the time where they were doing more like an active style battle system where you run around and attack players versus a turn-based system.
Right.
Like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with Donald and Goofy and Mickey.
Yep, and you go to these Disney worlds, and if you're a big Disney fan or a Disney nerd, you're just automatically going to fall in love with just kind of being a part of that.
Right.
And so, I mean, I loved the first one. The second one, I liked, and I guess, you know, it's just as we're waiting between the games to come out, you know, you grow older. I think for me, it's like, how long am I going to wait for this third one to come out of this? All right, but three, right?
Yeah, there's three, and there's those Game Boy Advance ones.
Yeah, so the third one came out, what, 10 years later?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, also with this is that you, not only you get Disney characters, you get Final Fantasy characters like Cloud, Sephiroth, Yuffie. So, I mean, it's awesome.
Yes, I remember just playing the first one with you, and, you know, obviously this guy's a pro. Right, this is gonna plan on the crap out of this game.
I don't know about that place.
So, you know, I'm here. He's playing with me just to kind of help me get to that level because I like to just like cakewalk through games without having to like go through the struggle.
Mm.
And even today, like James will demo a game for me and I'll just test it out, and it's a cakewalk because he already platinumed the game. He's like, what do you think? I'm like, this is great. And I was like, you should be very grateful because it's a lot harder if you did it on your own. But yes, I would say going back to Kingdom Hearts, I definitely enjoyed the game. Couldn't grow up with it as much as I'd like to because obviously it took so long for the third one to come out, but I was able to enjoy the first two.
Because I had some gaps because I never played the Game Boy Advance one. You played the one with the cards, right?
Yes, I did play the one with the card. And it kind of, I'm kind of fuzzy on what, on the storyline, but it had to do with the anti-Sora character. James, do you remember the anti-Sora character?
I know there's shadows, and then you have, the thing about Kingdom Hearts is that they have lore, and it gets super convoluted. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have, it's like Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Dream Drop, or they have like Kingdom Hearts 3. They have all these subtitles like adjacent to it.
Yeah.
I remember I had to, like before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, I had to watch like a 20-minute YouTube video. Because I don't remember anything. And then all this lore is like hidden or very deep into Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Now, it's starting to ring bells, actually. I think the the Game Boy version of it. Yeah. It had to do with like something with Sora being in some type of like dream world.
Yeah, sleep,
and
right?
So
yeah.
He's in sleep, and then it's his like alter ego, like in that reality,
right.
Playing for him, being him, and he doesn't know who he is or why he came to exist, and then it kind of leads into the second one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I remember.
I honestly cannot tell you what the story is. All I know is that Sora has a key and he can unlock stuff, doors, and then it's just badass that you get to hang out with Goofy and Donald, mm-hmm. and then just see their story play out. I honestly don't remember what the whole conclusion of the story is.
So quick question. Why does Donald have an accent?
Donald
Duck. He's like, and then all the mother cats are talking normal, and he's got like he's like the fob of the group, right? He's like,
oh,
oh,
man. Oh, no.
What happened there,
man? No, he's Donald. Still, he's Donald little, Donald Duck. Is.
Hey, where I think Disney got it right. He got inclusion going.
Yeah, this is funny about Donald. Wow. So hey.
But
we got to go ahead.
But I was like saying that, so bringing it back to Smash Brothers, I mean, he looks like a Smash Brothers character. Like, he fits in that world. And, like, just looking at his moveset that they showed in the trailer, it's great. I'm happy he's there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just got hyped, and I don't really play Smash Brothers just because their online is not very great, not very good.
Okay.
Because it's on Nintendo, which I feel like they need to improve their online experience. Compared to these other two, you know, PlayStation and Xbox are really lagging behind it. Otherwise, this Sora looks great.
So, speaking of that, the Switch comes out with a new OLED.
Yeah.
Are they going to make any improvements to the online service? Is that's a wait and see, right?
Yeah, man.
Because it's so hard just to like have friends join you.
Yeah.
You gotta like put in some kind of weird code or something.
Yeah, you put a friend code and there's like multiple numbers. I think it's more than five digits and they're all numbers. The other thing, with this OLED, so it's $350, you get a new bright OLED screen. So if you know if you're familiar with the technology of OLED, it has very deep blacks, the deepest blacks that you can get when you compare it to LCD. And then the colors are bright and vibrant. The only downfall is that they might have burn-in, but like I've had LEDs for those are my primary TVs that I've owned, and I don't experience any burn-in. And I play a lot of video games, so if you're planning to get an OLED TV, I'd say don't worry about it. The kickstand is better, so it's wider. It probably won't fall on you. If you're playing with the kickstand. The only drawback is that you don't get any performance issues with this system. So if you play mainly docked and you're enjoying your games on your big screen TV, you're not going to get any benefit, which is unfortunate.
Are you looking, John, do you think you're going to pull the trigger on something like that?
Probably not. You know, to be honest, it reminds me of like how Apple did their iPads, and then you switch the screen from LCD to LED screens and then OLED screens. It's the same screen. The only thing that changed was the screen, but the guts stayed the same.
Oh, wow.
You know, the PlayStation Vita, long live the Vita, it's gone now, but they went from OLED, and it was great OLED, and then they went to LCD because it was cheaper.
Oh, I see.
Right. Went backwards.
Okay. They went backwards.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean that technology back then, I forget when the Vita was released. I swear I was like in college still, maybe. No, I was out of the college. It was like early nursing career. It was a great handheld, because that screen was bright, it was wonderful. But when they went to LCD, like, you can tell there's a big difference. And when you look at the reviews of this OLED, people are just loving it, how the screen looks. Because it has that pop, you know, because you went from an LCD to an OLED and you...
Oh yeah, yeah. You could tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and going back to the other TV, oh, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, you're like... Why am I doing this? Why am I watching this here?
Even when I go to theaters, I'm like, oh, looks different. Because I watched Demon Slayer on the laptop right there. And then like when we go upstairs to watch, I'm like, wow, this is like a brand new series. Yeah. The color's vibrant. It's more sharp. It's clear.
it's more engaging.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. can sit there and enjoy it and just be a spectator mm-hmm. and still feel part of the experience, right. I guess.
And John knows about this because how many TVs did I go buy in college?
Dude, this is funny how you bring this up now. That was the thing I was thinking about. This guy is like the TV professional. Like, if he had a second career, he could probably work at Best Buy and sell you a TV.
Yeah, I could sell you on the $200. Buy this PlayStation thing so you purchase it.
I mean, dude, I think he's like every other year now.
Yeah, before I was buying, like, in college, I was buying, like, dude, let me see. I felt like if back then, if I wasn't doing nursing, I would be, like, a tech reviewer. Because I was purchasing, like, these rear projector TVs, 55-inch. It wouldn't fit in my room. I mean, it's way too big.
Yeah.
And then they had DSL, so, like, if you would wave your fingers through it, you'd see, like, the rainbow effect.
Oh, wow.
And then it went from LCDs to OLEDs to plasma, and plasma was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, when those TVs came out, they were, like, $10,000.
Oh, my God.
But I was able to get the Pioneer one from Best Buy, which is open box, for, like,
$6,000.
Wow. And then I'm an early adopter, which is not good at times, only if you're, like, reviewing tech. Because, like, when you're an early adopter, you get a lot of, you pay a high price for it, and then it comes with some baggage. Like, it's the tech is not developed yet. Mm-hmm. So like that Sony 4K when that first came out, damn, dude, I paid $6,000 for a 65-inch, and now you get a 4K TV for, like, I don't know, $500, sure. Right?
Yeah.
But you have to wait.
Right.
You have to wait until the population, the world, is like, okay, this is the new standard, so we'll adhere to it.
Yeah.
Right? So it takes a while to catch up. So it took me a while to pay off my bills.
Well, you know, it doesn't help when new game consoles come out.
Yeah,
because then true. You have to get the game. You got to get the TV to line up with it.
That's right. Yeah. You need to get the 120 hertz.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the 4K HDR.
And I had to get the TV first. You know what yeah. I mean? Yeah. Right. So, yeah. But it's great when you get it all together.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. It's magnificent. Yeah. It like all comes together. It's like music when it happens. Like the symphony, you're like, wow, look at these graphics, look how smooth it is, look how everything's like integrated, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything's starting to catch up too, because I think Disney Plus is now having 4K Ultra as an option on the console when I fire up the PS5.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so let's do this. Let's talk about Metroid Dread that just came out.
Okay.
And I know the two of you, man, you could probably talk about this for a good minute or two.
With like my history with Metroid is like playing at John's place, and I just remember going down, like opening up the game, and then you turn left and you get into a ball, and you see this like little owl looking character like handing it to you, and then you grab it, and then this is like Metroidvania. This is where it comes from. Like you have to explore. And, you know, back then I was just about Mario. So you go from left to right and you're done. This game, you go left, right, and down and up. And so you have to memorize where you're going. And I was just a kid, so I wasn't really doing that. I'm sure I got lost many times.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you could say, like, technically open world to a sense. Like,
right.
You open to explore and, you know, it's puzzling sometimes because you don't know where you're going and... You've gone through everything. You think you've gone through everything,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of memorize where you're going. Mm-hmm. But there's no really, like, I don't know if there's a, obviously there is a particular order of how to do things.
Right. Right.
But obviously we were pretty young.
Yeah.
So what would we know at that time?
We'd kill the bats.
kill the bats.
Just kill them.
Yeah, give me the ice beam. Give me the wave beam.
Right.
Pop some rockets.
Right.
I mean, even like fighting the Metroids used to freak me out.
Yeah.
On a video game. I'm like, dude, what's this brain-looking thing coming at me?
Yeah. It's so crazy. So now when we're older, we can have a bird's eye view on this. It's basically you explore, you get an item, and then that item allows you to go to other areas, right, to get another item, which allows you to explore the old areas to have access to a new area to get new items. And that's the cycle until you beat the game, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that it. That is... Exactly. That's it. Nutshell.
Yeah. Wow.
And then you have all these little things with context, like there's enemies attacking you, there's bosses, there's like little barriers inhibiting you to get to your goal, which is, you know, whatever mm-hmm. you're defeating at the last boss. And I mean the story. But basically, that's the skeleton of the game.
Yep, I agree. And there are like little pieces, like little challenges that I always try to accomplish. Like they have like these energy containers to extend your life.
Yeah.
And it'd be in the randomest places. I'm like, how do you get to that?
Yeah.
Like, what was the strategy to get to that? Because it doesn't seem to work out.
Right.
And until this day, I should have just read up on it and see how people were able to accomplish that.
Yeah, back then, I mean, people, it was just word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
There's no internet back then, so it was just word of mouth. I mean, I wish I played, I probably could play it now on the Switch, Super Metroid. I never played that on the SNES. I heard that one's really good.
That one was really good. I just, I don't remember it, to be honest. But it definitely had the same feel.
Okay.
Better graphics, of course.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Do you remember when they're like, Samus is a girl? Everybody's freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that. I was like, yeah, I didn't even realize Samus is a girl. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And now she's like wearing the suit. I'm like, oh, my God, this...
The suit. Oh, you got to fill me in.
It's not good. It's a good suit. A very good suit. It's a spandex suit. You can look it up if you want.
How do you spell that?
Samus.
Samus? Yeah. S-A-M-U-S?
Yeah. Metro. And you can see her on Smash Brothers, so you can play her on Smash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean...
Without the suit.
With suit, of course. So the game was at 89 on the critics and then 85 on the user on Metacritic. So yeah, it's doing great. I'm glad that the game is doing well. So Metroid Dread, again, I think we talked about it last episode. You know, you're getting chased by an enemy, so it's a different mechanic. And I don't know. If Demon Slayer wasn't coming out and if I wasn't playing Nickelodeon the Brawl All-Stars, I'd probably turn on the Switch. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I found interesting? So, avid listener, of course, guys. Great job.
Oh,
but
it's all debate.
You know, it's
no,
all,
it's not. This is a team effort.
You know, it's always about, like, time. That's always the theme, right? Like, we're all busy and we're all trying to find time to play games. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, how can we keep up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going, you know, I always find James like always dabbling in new things. I'm like, how do you even like finish what you started?
Oh,
sometimes focus. You don't, man. Like I don't even finish a lot of these games and I got such a backlog, and I think it's a good thing, right? Cause mm-hmm. then like especially for a gamer like me, like James said it really well. Like, I just like to dabble. So I'll play a little bit of this game and I'll play a little bit of another game. Mm-hmm. And you can always go back to it. And sometimes it takes a little while to mm-hmm. go back to, because, like, what was it? The Mass Effect. I have not gone back to that game.
Yeah, me either.
And it's a good game.
We should ask Hypatia. She beat it already. I'm sure she did.
I bet you she has.
Yeah.
Because she's moving on to some other stuff. Okay. But You get a taste of it and you're like, oh, this is great. And then something else comes out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, I got to try that.
Right.
You know, especially now since we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You want to try to keep things fresh and relevant to what people like. And so sometimes we have to change gears a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I mean, there's like Nickelodeon Brawl Stars. I probably have got it, but just because we're doing the podcast and I've enjoyed it. And I found enjoyment in it.
Yeah.
So it, thanks to you guys for listening. You're allowing me to spread my wings a little bit with these games that I usually wouldn't play.
Well, and let's talk about that. Okay. Because yeah, I'm sitting here talking to him, and I'm like, okay, so what's this game about? And what are you using? And I found like these top 10 characters, and is it more technical or this and that? And I'm going to let Jay talk about this on account. He's using some character with a... half of it's a cat and half of it's a dog.
Yeah, that's my main guy. It's a cat dog. So Nickelodeon Brawl Stars has 20 characters. It's a clone of Smash Brothers. You know, we've been talking about Sora and everything. So it's just from the Nickelodeon side. So you get a lot of their animation studio characters. So you get Leonardo, Michelangelo, Avatar. So you get Aang, Toph, Korra. You get other random ones like Nigel, which is, I guess he's an explorer, so, which is funny. He has a big nose and he's kind of powerful. And then you get Hey Arnold, you get Olga with the unibrow. Oh, geez. And then who else do you get? You get Ren and Stimpy, and you get Powdered Toast Man.
I was going to ask if you get those. I'm like, yeah, that's, I grew up with that.
Yeah, that's what we grew up with, right? Yeah. And then you got these new ones like Jimmy Neutron. I have no clue. And just thanks to Mike G, because we've been playing together and he knows some background on these characters. I'm like, Dad, how do you know, Mike? We're like almost the same age. You were watching Nickelodeon still. Which is good. And there's no hate on it. I'm just wondering, like, wow, you're very informed on these Nickelodeon characters. So that's great. And I like how you pick them and then we can beat each other up with them. You get arcade online and has like galleries. The story mode is like non-existent.
Okay.
So it's just your basic, like, go back to like Street Fighter 2, where there's basically minimal story and you're just playing the characters. And after you beat the game, you get access to a gallery. And then there's online where you can play competitive, you can play just casual, or you can have lobbies. So when you play online or you play like casual, for example, it's only 1v1. But if you go into lobbies, you can play 1v3, or you can play two teams, like 2v2, which I've been waiting to play with Gene and LT. You guys need to pick up this game so we can play together, because it's Mike and I, you know. So the thing about fighting games is, like, if we're all at the same level, it's fun, right?
Right.
But now that Mike and I have been playing, and then, like, if other people join, we'll beat them up. You know what? Buttons to press. Like with Cat Dogs, I've been playing Cat Dog, and basically you just smash triangle. I mean, you do have to like dodge and jump and block, but each character has like a knockout move, and some are easier than others, and some have better ones than others. In Cat Dog, you just press triangle, and he does an uppercut, and your character's gone after 100%. So there's no life bar per se. It's just once you get your character, your opponent closer to 100%, that means the further they go out of the ring. It basically is a ring knockout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and each move, like a jab, for example, might 5%, 10%. But like for example, like a weaker character like Toph, I guess I've been reading that she's low tier. It's harder to hit with her moves because she's a little slow.
Okay.
Right? Whereas Cat Dog, he's fast, and you just press triangle, and you can ring out the enemy.
Well, because I'm looking at this list of them, and they're ranking them.
Yeah.
And listen to this real quick. They have Cat Dog number one.
Yeah.
Leonardo number two.
Yeah.
April O'Neil.
Yeah. So that's Mike's main, man. She, like, takes photography. She takes this camera, and then, like, it, like, takes pictures of you. And then she, like, her light attack, like, gives you the mic. And then, I don't know, man. Mike's beat me up with that character.
Okay. And then after that, Reptar.
Okay, yeah. And so that's from Rugrats.
And Sandy is five.
See, I don't even know who that is. Sandy. Sandy is a squirrel that is wearing an astronaut uniform.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know about that?
Yeah. That's from SpongeBob, that right?
SpongeBob, yes.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, the buddy.
The buddy. Oh, God.
I know. It's just very...
Let me tell you about this music. So this music is terrible. And then the sound effects, there's no Hadouken, no Shoryukens, there's just
Do they have their voices in this?
No.
It's just, what?
I'm telling you, it's me and you, we can voice act this.
Oh,
and
wow.
John can do something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We just gotta get a female voice in here. And then they can be Sandy.
Wow. Okay, and then they have six, Oblina. I don't know what that is.
I have no clue.
Seven, Aang?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Avatar.
Avatar, yeah.
Lucy Loud at eight. SpongeBob is all the way at nine.
I feel like he's pretty good.
Is he?
Yeah.
And then 10 is Korra.
Okay.
SpongeBob's buddy, yeah, though. That the starfish guy, is he?
Patrick?
Patrick.
He's like low tier.
Yeah.
Low tier.
I think he was like 19 or something.
He's low, dude. He's low. I don't know. I think because he's a grab character. And then, like, it's hard for him to knock out, I think. That's why. And his moves take a little longer. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's funny. When you play Street Fighter, it's linear. And then in this game, it's just like you're jumping around a lot, you are dodging, you're blocking, you're trying to knock your character off, your opponent off the map, and then they can jump on the on top of the map. It's very, I'd say you are chasing your opponent a lot in this game.
Okay.
And it can get kind of frustrating when they play online. Not for me, though. For them. especially when I'm baiting them into doing certain moves, like I'm predicting what they're going to do, and then they do it, and then I knock them out, and it makes me laugh.
So this game is like priced at $39.99?
Right.
What do you think? Worth it?
I think it's worth it. I mean, okay. If it's a party game, oh, dude, I'd love it. Because okay. Mike and I were playing by ourselves like the first night, and I haven't laughed like that in a while in a video game. Especially when you like you know that learning phase, like trying to figure out like what moves does what. I remember he was Jimmy Neutron. I think that's his name. The white hair with this like a superhero uniform, and he did a move where he just went horizontal, and the character went vertical down all the way down off the map. I was busting up, and then he found with Sandy, he found like an infinite. And I was laughing because he got us to level, he damaged me up to 999%.
Dang.
I'm like, wow. Dude, you already found an infinite. What the hell? You know, that learning phase is fun. So you better watch out, Gene. We're coming for you whenever you play.
So can you actually like have people together side by side playing against each other?
Yeah, we can play right now if you want.
Oh, for real. There you go, man.
We should have a brawl party at one time. One point.
First we gotta start up that Twitch account.
Yeah.
Just tease it.
We do a scale from to 5, right? That's our scale. I would say like 3.54. Like 3.75.
Wow, really?
That's fun. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm still playing it.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Deathloop anymore. I'm playing this game.
Did you ever finish Deathloop?
Nah, man. You know, I was telling about last episode. I was playing it, and I just couldn't convince myself to continue to play.
Oh, wow.
Which is unfortunate, because I want to beat this game. I'm already there. I'm at the. It's like imagine you're working out, and like you're pushing your max rep, and you're just halfway there, and then you're like, nah, I'm done. You know, you're like, I'll just drop it. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel motivated, which is unfortunate.
So I played Far Cry 6.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you played it?
I haven't. So tell me.
This is a interesting game. So if you like open world games, if you like the Far Cry series, you're gonna love this game.
Where do you think the name came from?
You know what?
What do you think it represents?
Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, thanks, man. You gotta ask me these questions.
I've never played the game.
He puts me on the spot.
Yeah, we're looking to you for direction.
Far Cry. What does it represent?
You know, I started looking up some stuff, and I found some stuff on Reddit, and a lot of people were talking about the distance of, like a lot of times you are sent off somewhere, and,
okay.
And this is no different. You're kind of like left out to sea. You know, you escape through a boat and stuff. And so I don't know if that's 100% towards what they intended it to be, but I'm going to go with that.
Sure.
I like this game. All right. I don't love it, but the one hard thing for me, and I'll just touch on this, is that I got a lot of motion sickness. Right. And so I started playing this and I really like it, but man, I'm getting a headache. And then my neck muscles are all tightening up. And then I'm trying to. Mike is awesome. He's playing with you on this All-Star game, right?
And then he switches to Hitman 3.
Then he's playing with me too.
Oh, he's playing
on Far Cry.
Is he playing with you?
Yeah,
you guys are co-oping.
Yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
And I feel bad. So Mike, if you're listening, man, I can't play a long time because man, I'm getting super super nauseous. I'm getting nauseous trying to keep up with him. You know,
like play 30 minutes, all of a sudden you hear Bay yakking.
Oh, like, or you I hear gotta
the,
sign off.
You hear the ice machine going because I'm putting ice on my neck.
That's funny.
But here's a few things because like when we were first talking about this last week.
That's so awesome you guys are playing together.
Yeah. And he's good. And so I'm trying to keep up with him. There's like these time things where you have to go and find this some kind of supply crate, supply drop. And he's going super fast. And I'm like, daggone it, man. All I got is a horse. And I'm riding this horse. And this horse is making me freaking nauseous. But getting back to like, you know, what I was anticipating for this game was the weapons. And so the weapons don't disappoint. There are some freaking badass weapons on here. You know, and so you have you've got your regular weapons, and it lets you go from primary 1, 2, and 3, and then you have what they call these revolvers type of weapons, and these are the special weapons. And one is called El Muro. We mentioned this. It's a kind of a shotgun, and then Muro means wall. So there's like a shield and a shotgun. And that one's really good, and you get that one kind of easy and early on. And so the customization, upgrading.
With that weapon, you're able to get in their face and be shielded?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. And so I'm enjoying that part, because you can customize your weapons, mm-hmm. unless it's like best word for it is like a legendary, something that you can't customize it. What's really good for me, at least, is the voice acting, mm-hmm. and the characters.
How about the graphics? How they look?
Graphics are nice.
Yeah, because Mike was telling me like that their actor looks almost immediately looks like.
Yeah, you're talking
like
about
that person, but just in game.
Giancarlo.
Yeah,
as Esposito, and he's Anton Castillo, and he does a good job. This is the problem I'm having. I get so caught up in the side quests.
Mm.
I haven't seen Giancarlo because I'm doing all these
other. He's part of the main story.
Yeah, he's part of the main story, and I've been doing all these side missions. I'm only at level 5 right now, which isn't very far, but I'm enjoying it. And now,
how many hours have you put in?
Oh, geez, 20.
20, and you're level 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what it is. You're like, you get on these side quests, start hearing about these different characters, and then you're like, man, I got to find this treasure, you know, and you start, you know, getting caught up and doing all that. And the good thing is it's not very difficult, but it does take you astray. Talk about having a tangent or bunny mm-hmm. trailing off on a side quest. That's what happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I actually think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Metacritic scores are low.
Oh.
I mean, we're talking 74 for the Metascore and a 5.0 for the user score. And what I think is a lot of people might be disappointed with a higher expectation for this game, that they maybe thought that this was going to be, you know, game of the year type stuff.
Yeah.
And I haven't finished it yet. I haven't gotten far enough to give a complete, you know, detailed description of the story, but I am enjoying it. So that's what kind of drives me nuts, is like, hey, if you play a game and you're enjoying it and it's like fun use of your time, mm-hmm. why are you gonna like hate on it?
Right. Is this your first Far Cry?
No, I played Far Cry 3, first one in a number of years, because that was like at least 5 years ago.
Are they all unique stories?
I would say, you know, so okay, so this one is interesting because some of the characters, you feel like you've been through this before,
mm-hmm.
and
like familiar, huh?
It's very familiar and almost like a little bit of Uncharted, and right? Because mm-hmm. you remember Uncharted, and that was it wasn't first person, but it was a great story. And some of the side characters remind me of other games I've played. There's a guy there, there's a weapons guy, and he reminds me of somebody else. He's an older guy. Now, I'm trying to sum up these thoughts here. Do I recommend it? I traded in a game to get this. I traded in Biomutant, which I didn't really like, and so I was able to buy this game at 40. So maybe that helped me, because I'm like, hey, it's a lower price point. You know, I'm comparing it to like a Kena, Bridge of Spirits. Kena is still better. Or Kena, mm-hmm. That's still a better game. Yeah, and I say that because I finished it, and I will probably replay Kena. This game, I will continue to play it, and I will. Another thing, I hate to go jumping around on stuff.
Fine, yeah,
you get these animals, right? And so right now I have this like dog, but before that you start with an alligator, and it's called Guapo.
Guapo.
Wow.
So
I'm very handsome alligator.
Crocodile. Yeah, so I'm
butt your head off.
as far as like the story and stuff, I'm totally eating all that up.
Yeah.
You know, I love the accents. I love the Spanish language along with this. And I'm enjoying that, especially when they throw in the names of the guns, El Besito, which is like little kiss. So I like it. I like it in that sense. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing, like I have Boom Boom, who's my dog. And then if you get into your car and you wait, he'll jump in on the passenger side.
Oh, that's cool.
this game is just...
It's real life, man.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah. Right? And so I enjoy that. Is it difficult? No, it's not difficult at all.
Do you feel overpowered?
At times, yeah, because okay. Like I'll tell you right now what I'm using is just my semi-auto rifle, and I'm just plucking them off at headshots, and I'm not even sneaking a whole lot. Like I'll get sneak around and get real close, and then I'll smash him with the machete, and then at the same moment I'll pop a few guys with headshots. And so it kind of overpowered, but I imagine this is only level 5. It's going to get harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bottom line, I like this game. I don't love it. I actually recommend it. I don't recommend it at a full price, though, because okay. You're talking $60. $60 is steep. So
was it for the PS5 version? Was it $69.99 or was it still $59?
It was $59.
Okay.
There's also some Game Pass where you can play the other Far Cries.
Oh,
and that's interesting. So if you're into it and you're like, you're gonna throw down some coin right from the get go because you like Far Cry, I think it would be great to go back and play Far Cry 5 because from some of the comments, I'm seeing that was probably a little better with the story. Because probably more unique with, because they got into like this guy was a religious fanatic, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So check it out. Maybe wait for sale or trade in something so that you can enjoy it and not be like, whoa, man, I just spent $60 on this.
What would you rate it on our scale of 5?
I would say 4.
4?
Okay. Yeah. I say... Like, as we get closer to the end here, not quite top 5, but real close, you know, as to all the games we play, definitely in the top 10. Yeah, which is pretty good, you know. Like, I think people are super critical. They're like, it needs to be game of the year, game of the year. Nah, it's not quite game of the year, but it's enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah. So, man, you want to talk more about games or you want to talk about some what if?
Yeah, we could switch gears.
Switch gears here. And I've seen some what if. We're going to have to spoil some for our buddy John here. Because we saw the final episode. Maybe we have John. Maybe if you want, you could fast forward at this point. Just kidding.
Cover
my ears. Close my eyes.
No, that's fine.
So spoiler alert, right?
You know, I'm the type, like when I'm usually late to start things. And I'm always starting in the middle.
Okay.
And like I work my way backwards. Like Walking Dead, I'll give you. If you're a Walking Dead fan, it's I started like maybe like got in season 3.
Okay.
And you know, I started season 1 and they're already like 4 seasons in.
Okay.
Yeah, so I watched like, and I started in the middle of the season. I'm like, okay, well, how did they get there? And so I start to watch from the beginning. So
So you're Walking Dead fan, tell me, who is your favorite character?
Which one? I'm Walking Dead fan?
Yeah.
I could tell you who I hate.
Okay, tell me who you hate.
Oh, I hate Angela. Do you remember her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, Shane. Like, okay. Old school.
Yeah. Oh, Shane was... He was the man.
Yeah. I like him. I mean, I like him as an actor. He plays the part well.
Right.
And
Punisher.
Punisher.
One batch, two batch. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't stand Carl.
Okay.
The son. I was like,
really?
Oh, this kid's going to get us killed. And, you know, your post-apocalyptic world, you're going to get us killed. Okay. Yeah, calm down, son.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, I think those were the big ones I really didn't enjoy the most. Of all those characters.
Okay. How about this? Let's narrow it down. How about who would you choose to be your wingman, Daryl or Rick?
Oh, Daryl, man. Why would I want Rick? Rick is like, he's a head case, right? He's done enough to be the hero, but he just can't keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Daryl's just kind of like, all right, you just tell me what I got to do, and I'm just going to do it. And if I don't agree with you, I'm just going to go rogue.
There you go. Yeah. I like Rick because he seems more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just kind of that up and down, everything, and trying to take it all on, right? Mm-hmm. And just kind of falling short a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my take with Rick.
Walking Dead fan?
Jake? What? The Last of Us? What are we talking about?
Walking
Dead.
Oh,
man.
Nah, I don't watch Walking Dead. I do remember, like, I think, the end of season one where what was that character we were talking about? Punisher?
Yeah, Shane.
Just walking out to the field and shoot me in the head. I think that's the last thing I saw.
Season two.
Okay, that's pretty much as far as I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those were good seasons. One and two were really good.
Yeah. Did you like the prison season? That's season three.
Yeah, I started falling off when, I think it was four, when they had that other group, and then who's the guy?
Negan,
man, I hated that dude. I so hated him. And they kept dragging it on. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you think something's gonna happen, and I think one of the main girls became a zombie, right? Mm-hmm. They put her like in that casket or something.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, and they dragged that on, and I was like, man, when is this gonna end?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he plays the character Negan in The Walking Dead, but he's another character. It's like you watched Justice League, the remake, right?
Yeah.
Like, he plays the dad of Bruce Wayne.
That's right.
And then Maggie from The Walking Dead plays Bruce Wayne's mom.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Are we talking about the series or like a movie?
The actors. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the actor, actually played Bruce Wayne's dad in Justice League.
Oh.
I don't know if you can connect it. If you don't remember his face.
Ed, help me. No, I don't remember.
But every time, okay, so I have this thing where I see if I can connect the dots, and I'm like seeing this, I'm like, I don't even call him by, oh, this is Bruce Wayne's dad. I said, no, that's fucking Negan. Oh, excuse my language, but that's Negan.
Oh, we get better ratings when it's explicit.
he's right.
And then I look at the girl, I say, oh, look, it's Maggie. I'm like, you know, obviously they like to play other characters as actors, right? But it's like, that's what they're known for. It's like seeing Jahlil White. Do you know who Jahlil White is?
Yeah.
Steve Urkel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's Steve Urkel.
Well, you can only see him as Urkel.
Yeah, you can only see him as Urkel.
Yeah, because you play the character so long.
I swear, if they were calling me Captain America all the time, I wouldn't mind. Or if I was known as Iron Man, oh wait, hey, it's Tony Stark. Oh, great, that's fine. You don't need to know my real name.
So what if the episodes that you saw? Did you enjoy this, or were you like, I'll wait till it ends and then I'll catch up later?
You know, it is just more of timing for me. It's just obviously it's just time management for myself, so sure. I can't keep up with a lot of television.
Yeah.
But the two episodes I did enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I watched like female Captain British. Is that what it is?
Captain Carter.
Captain Carter.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even quite like get the name. I just don't remember the title of the episode. But I did enjoy watching it and just kind of seeing, I guess, Steve Rogers as the wingman.
Yeah.
I know, right?
It's kind of hard for me to watch though, for him being the wingman.
Oh, it's like because you're used to him being Captain America.
Yeah, just because he has a lot of zeal in terms of, like, you know, he wants to, you know, do good and like try to protect everyone.
Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, I get that I think he'd be a good supporting role, but you know, I'm just so used to seeing him as Captain America. Sure. It's hard for me to adjust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So here we are. We're in the final episode, and they're calling themselves the Guardians of the Multiverse.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And so because of all this chaos that this Ultron Vision...
That has, Ultron is badass.
He sure is.
Damn. He, you know that the episode where he sees... Is this where he sees Thanos? I don't remember. So Thanos, you know, with Thanos, at least Thanos is half and half. Half the world goes and... Or half the... Yeah, world, right?
Sure.
Half the world goes and half doesn't. At least some half is living, whereas this freaking Ultron Thanos or whoever, what was it?
Vision.
Vision, yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to kill everybody for peace.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah.
He just wants to be by himself. And when he wasn't satisfied with his own world, he went to find other universes to destroy them.
Yeah, so they put together this team, and it has the Black Panther / Star-Lord, right? Star-Lord.
T'Challa?
No. Yeah, that's it. T'Challa. Or T'Challa.
But he's a Guardian of the Galaxy dude now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they team him up with crazy Doctor Strange from his universe. And then they also bring in their Captain Carter and Black Widow.
Yeah.
And Thor. party animal party Thor.
I like him. He's funny.
Right.
And Vegas!
And I'm forgetting one, but I'll remember it. Or Killmonger. Killmonger's in the group.
Yeah, right? As a Black Panther.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So this is their final group, and they're kind of teaming up to try to take care of this Vision Ultra. What's his name?
No, I forget. Ultra.
Ultron. Ultra Vision. Ultron. Man, saying all these names, And that's the thanks to this beer. Thanks for John for bringing this beer because it is 8.5% and I'm feeling it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Very delicious. So, but getting on with this, you got this Ultra Vision. They're battling him and they're going toe to toe, and they're to the point of finishing it off, and they finally get to this point. And then Killmonger tries to take all the stones.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, that's in his nature. That's what he wanted to do.
Right.
Like, even in the the normal MCU, he's always wanted power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of set that up because they were like, I think it was Black Widow that said, hey, do you trust this guy?
Yeah.
Right? And then here he goes. He tries to take these stones, but then... I'm going to spoil this for you.
Yeah. Although, when you say stones, you're talking about the power stones.
Yeah, the Infinity Stones. Yeah.
Stones, okay. Right? And then so Zola was, this guy, right? So they have him in this arrow, right, which is like a virus, and they shoot this arrow into Vision Ultron's eyeball, right? And then they're able to kind of neutralize him with this. Right, and then Killmonger is trying to take the stones, and then Zola's like, "Yo, man, that's my armor."
Yeah,
step aside, punk. And then he takes it all over.
Yeah,
and then they're able to kind of freeze.
The stones are like exposed now.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they freeze Vision Ultron into this like. This thing, this like little stasis, right?
Yeah, their own little universe.
Right. They hand it over to Doctor Strange, and there you go. Now, and then he starts to send people off into their own worlds, right? And then he's trying to put things back into place. He puts what I thought was really cool was this. They put Black Widow back, not in her universe, but in a universe where. They had just lost Black Widow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what I like about this series is that although it feels fragmented, they were able to bring it all together at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marvel's that was so good at that.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Because then it kind of helps some like, oh man, that was good for what they did for Black Widow. You know, speaking of the character, because we just seen her die in Endgame.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so now she's... They took the Black Widow from another universe and put her in there, right? And then they did something for Captain Carter, right? And they don't really reveal it, but they set her up and they're like, hey, we want to show you something, and they take her to some kind of crate or some thing that has the Iron Man who Steve Rogers was wearing,
yeah,
right. And they don't open it,
right?
But we kind of see where it's going.
Yeah,
yeah. So she kind of reunion type thing. What did you think?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
yeah. I loved the animation. Loved the fighting scenes. I loved the story. How they, I just said it that they bring them all together
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different take on like what happened if Vision became a tyrant.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. I am actually... I this was what I was disappointed with. I think it's great that you haven't seen it because now if you watch it and you just watch the whole thing from episode 3 all the way to the end, I think you will appreciate it a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I almost wish that I kind of waited and I just binge watched it for like, you know, 4 hours or however it would have taken. Because at first I was like, especially when they got to the Thor as a party animal, I was like, man, dude, this is like a filler episode. What are they doing right here? You know, where's this going to go? But then now that you see it all together, I want to watch it again and just like watch it straight through.
Yeah.
And then I think like you're going to like it more on account of that.
Does it tie back to... Loki at all when they, you know, how they did all the multiverse and they introduced that has no tie back?
No, not really, because what they did with Loki was they had him as like in this alternative world that he wasn't adopted by Odin, and so he was still like a frost giant.
I think though what it did show with Loki is that it just gave the viewers, the audience, us, there is a multiverse in this, in the MCU. Just expanded our minds, like we're in there's not only one timeline that we're following now,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really good. I'm really pleased with that. You guys are you looking forward to a second season of this?
If they do, yeah. I don't know now, because now they got Eternals coming out,
right?
And they got Spider-Man coming out, so I'm curious what they're gonna do with Disney Plus. I mean, what they have, yeah, I don't know. What, they got the Ten Rings that's coming out at some point. And then I don't know what else they're planning to do as a TV series.
Yeah, I guess a good thing is it makes us anticipate what's going to happen next. And we know that Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, man, that trailer's great.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or No Way Home.
No Way Home.
Yeah.
That's coming out, I think, December?
Yeah.
And what's Eternals, before or after?
November. Dude, it's next month.
Yeah, good stuff to look forward to.
Yeah,
and Boba Fett, right?
Yeah, I think that's December.
Yeah, and that's different. That's a different.
Oh, category. They're doing the spinoff on Disney Plus. Is that what it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch all of Star Wars Visions? Don't you sleep told me. On that,
well,
man.
No, you told,
I did not.
You told
I did
me.
Not finish that. It is so good. Oh my god, it is so cool. It is so cool. It's funny because our neighbor came out and started asking me about The Elder, and I was like, dude, I don't remember it, because I watched it after work, so I had to go watch it again. I'm like, dude, that was a good series. And then it was a good, because all of these stories, they don't connect. It's always a different story with another vision of the Force, about good and evil, about a Jedi and the Sith. And in this episode, it is great. It's about the Master and the Padawan and their teachings. So, yeah, man. I mean, the animation is different. I mean, if you're a fan of Aeon Flux, you know, that anime that was like out on MTV, that.
Yeah.
Right? Some of that stuff's in there. Or
You know what?
From Trigger, they do like a lot of animation. So it's it's wonderful.
You watch, what's the anime? Like Gurren Lagann?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I think one of the animators who do like that series did an episode for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you like anime and you're a fan of their art styles, I mean, I'm sure like you'll see something very similar, or they're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I mean, it's that initial episode with the samurai and the umbrella, that was so sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really good.
I take that back. I did see that episode.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's only like 20 minutes.
Yeah, right? they were short.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're shorts. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And they have one, John, that's like Mega Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You might appreciate that one.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you keep the mindset that these are all separate, you'll enjoy them as their own individual little projects.
Right.
Yeah. So we covered a lot. A couple of things we didn't cover and get into was games that are coming out, and that's we got like Back 4 Blood that's coming out this week, the zombie game. There's Demon Slayer, and I'm not sure when that's coming out.
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Dragon Ball Z or Naruto, I think it's Cyber Connect, and they basically, it's an interactive story, pretty much, fighting game, and it tells you the story of Tanjiro and his sister Nezuko, and it goes through season one. That's so great. I'll be happy to play that.
Can't wait. Looks interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the animation quality, I'm like, I feel like this is better than watching it on Hulu.
Wow. So you're going to play that, mm-hmm. and then you've got, around the corner, you got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Speed through this Demon Slayer.
It's like about backlog.
Yeah.
Man, that's some backlog right there. Shoot. Because I do want to get the Guardians of the Galaxy, and, yeah. And I have to try to finish Far Cry 6 before I get to that.
Yeah, you got long games. I got games that are online and beat that person's ass real quick and like 5 minutes. So I'm like, all right, I'm done, cool. Or they beat my ass, one of the two.
Anything I miss? Anything you guys want to talk about real quick before we close up the show?
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing? You good there, John?
Yeah, I'm good.
Man, John, I appreciate you coming in here and just hanging out with us, and you just jumped in and it flowed real well. I really appreciate that. And hearing your stories, it's always hilarious to hear stories, especially about childhood and, and video games. And it's great that we can kind of continue some of these things we loved in childhood onto adulthood here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or I agree. Even for me, like seniorhood.
I think we're all seniorhood here, man.
So, I'm much your senior.
Hey, this guy saw the Death Star in the theater.
In the theater. In Yahoo.
So we're talking, what, 78 was when the movie came out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you saw Ghostbusters in the theater.
Yeah.
I saw Ghostbusters in the theater.
Oh, you did?
Oh. Yeah. There you go. See, there you go.
Bang. You guys are old. Nah,
yeah, I was terrified just in that library scene in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's right.
In the beginning, I was like, oh, why did we go to this movie?
You know, it's funny. I've never watched that in the theater. I think before I remember the first movie I've seen in theaters was like Ninja Turtles.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Yeah, with Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, honestly, because I don't think my parents took me to the theater. I don't think it was their thing. Probably that's why I don't watch a lot of like series and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Like people like even when I'm sitting at the bed meeting at work, the AL is asking me, do you know about Squid Game? And everybody's like talking about it. I'm like, I know about it, but I'm not very interested in it.
Okay, the next time we meet up, we're going to, I don't know, I'm not going to force Jay, because yeah, okay. Jay's busy, but maybe John and I will review some Squid Game.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, all right. So you listen to the Jay, Bay, and John Neighbor Gamers. Thank you for joining us, and talk to you next time.
Take care, everybody. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Cool. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.